A growing number of teenagers from China are coming to the Milwaukee area for high school. It's not for a semester or two, but rather all 4 years. As WUWM reports, the students' goal is to prepare for college in the U.S. More than 100 Chinese teens are calling a hotel in Glendale home. They live on the top two floors of the Days Inn on Port Washington Road. Weekdays, a yellow bus pulls up to take them to one of five area parochial schools. Nights and weekends, the kids do homework, extracurricular activities, and relax.
I play sports. Right now is the spring season, and I like running for short distance. And last semester, the winter season, I play swimming.
I will go to gym for like do some exercise, and I will play instruments, and sometimes I will just watch movie at my computer or just walk around with my friends.
The students have adopted American names, usually the ones they picked when they began studying English. The athlete is Kathy, a sophomore at Pius. The accordion player is a junior who calls himself Star.
That here the education is better than my school in China, so and here is a lot of activities I like, so that's why I come here.
Another junior, Logan, says additional aspects of a U.S. education lured him here.
I want to learn like different countries, like the culture or the history in different way.
The organization, Wisconsin International Academy, coordinates the students' stay and provides adult supervision. Brookfield resident Jen Sun is founder and president. He says schools in China aren't necessarily bad, but they have limitations. For instance, Sun says all students prepare for one big test that determines where they'll be able to attend college. As a result, other interests, such as art and sports, fall by the wayside.
When you're in high school, you pretty much quit everything because you have to focus on your test.
Sun says the biggest reason parents send their kids here is that being fluent in English and having a Western education will give them a leg up.
The end goal is for college, and high school is kind of like a bridge program.
The parents view high school here as so important, they're willing to spend up to $40,000 a year for the program. The teenagers say it can take a bit of time to adjust to their new school life. Star, the accordion player, says he was struck by a few differences right away.
We talk in English, not Chinese anymore. And when we in class, teacher asks questions, we are not stand up and ask questions. We just sit here.
And because the students attend religious schools, they encounter other surprises, theology classes, and church services. Wendy is a freshman at Pius. She says when her new classmates learned she's not religious, they had questions.
Why don't you have religion? It's a very important part in your life. But I just explained, most Chinese don't have it.
The Chinese students also are tasked with carving out a social life. Logan, who's interested in other cultures, struggled trying to ask out an American girl.
I can talk to Chinese girl, like teasing them or make a joke or something. It's really easy. But when I use English and I don't know which movie you guys talk about and which TV shows you guys talk about, and I just feel stupid.
Logan says he asked a teacher for pointers. The effort was a success. Logan took his date to the Winterlude dance, where he hit only a minor snag.
We don't have party like Winterlude in China, so I never dance and I just follow the step and asking my partner, like, how to dance with this song? Teach me, teach me. That's really fun.
Some teens struggle with something more serious than learning dance moves. There's the potential for homesickness, being so far from parents. Wisconsin International Academy staff say most teens adjust within a few weeks. And Pius freshman Wendy, who surprised classmates by not having a religion, says the program suits her, but it might not be a good fit for kids who aren't independent.
Your parents can't come here with you and take care of you, so you must have the ability to take care of yourself.
Tomorrow, we'll have more on how the program meets the teenagers' needs. Services include everything from arranging visas to holding parent-teacher conferences in China. I'm Annalise Henzel, 89.7 WUWM.